From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Canada is one of the world's major oil producers, and nearly all of that oil is exported to a single country. You guessed it, the United States. But demand here is falling, so Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper is looking to Asia and considering plans to build giant pipelines from the oil fields in Alberta to the Pacific Ocean. A decision is expected on one proposal shortly. The BBC's Elizabeth Davies reports from Kitimat in British Columbia.
Oh! Oh, you got it stronger.
The water is unusually calm today in the Douglas Channel, off the northwest coast of British Columbia.
Well, if we're lucky, we'll see some whale.
Gerald Amos has come out with his family to set some crab traps. He's a member of the Haisla, one of Canada's Aboriginal peoples, or First Nations. He's campaigning against a pipeline project called Northern Gateway, which would see a huge marine terminal on these shores and oil tankers navigating the channel. Murray Minchin works alongside Gerald. He says their biggest fear is an accident causing a devastating oil spill.
The geology here is just crazy for linear infrastructure. We have earth flows here in glacial marine clay layers that can go a kilometer and a half. Of course, the weather and the severe floods, it's just the wrong place for this sort of thing.
The first step in making things better is to be sure that it's not at the expense of making other things worse. The Northern Gateway pipelines will work to protect...
This promotional video tries to sell the plan. Northern Gateway would involve two pipelines over 1,000 kilometres long. One would take bitumen from Canada's landlocked oil sands to the sea. The other would bring condensate, used to dilute the crude oil, in the other direction. Donnie Van Dyke is Enbridge's representative in Kitimat and was born and raised in the area.
This pipeline is needed to get Canada's most valuable resource, oil, out to world markets. It makes their projects more viable, it allows more to be built and completed, and increases the overall feasibility of many of our natural resource projects, and ultimately employs several more Canadians.
This struggle between big business and those who live off the land has always been extremely sensitive in Canada, a country where much of the land is still pristine wilderness. George Hoberg is an environmental policy professor at the University of British Columbia.
Somehow a pipeline has become a battle for the soul of Canada. And it has a lot to do with the Harper government's desire to use the growth of the oil sands as the flagship product of creating a wealthy Canada in the future.
At a ceremonial gathering of six First Nations clans, the performers express their connection to the land. They have fought for independence and for their territory for centuries, and for the right to use the land as they wish. Pete Erickson is the hereditary chief of one of the clans, the Nakadzli.
We depend primarily on fish. Our diet traditionally was 75% salmon. So any environmental disaster in this area would literally end our ability to sustain ourselves on the land. Under no circumstances will that pipeline be allowed. If it boils right down to it, it will be physically opposed.
On June 19th, the government will announce if Northern Gateway gets the green light. The pipeline company, Enbridge, say their environmental safeguards will be world class. But the decision is ultimately up to Prime Minister Harper. Whose voice will be loudest? The oil companies or First Nations?
That report from the BBC's Elizabeth Davies. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.